just to open this up, the title of this message is Preach the Word. And I've already told the pastor that I didn't get into his notes on this, and it really is something how God puts things together. And it's wonderful. But something happened to me, and nothing grand here, but just a good an awakening, if you want to put it that way. Excuse me, my voice is a little thick. I've been going through something for last week. But when the kids in the day school did the recital on the 17th, what a blessing that was to all of us. We really enjoyed that. I really did. I was kind of stuck in the corner back there. And to hear some of what they were saying and some of the verses they were singing and some of the songs they were singing. And they were all dressed up like little Christmas presents, and it was just a wonderful day. And I want to commend. I don't like to sound like I'm being flattered or a flatterer, but of Miss JJ and Sarah's, the work that they're doing with those kids and those families, and that they're doing a wonderful job. And I want to commend them for that. But if turning your books to your Bibles rather to 2 Timothy 4 and chapter 1 and 2. And God reminded me, I should say. Of that day was this, that I have been given a charge. And I've been given a charge, and I've been given something that God has told me to do. As a matter of fact, He's given this for all of us to do. As if you're a Christian and you're a born-again child of God, God has given you this same charge. Now, we understand that the book of Timothy is a pastoral book. It was kind of its design and its thought of the pastors and how they're supposed to be trained and whatnot. But I want to look at this also. This is a book for us. And it's a book for everyone that preaches or teaches or gets in front of somebody with the Word of God and preaches the gospel. This is our charge. And it really is something that we need to really take a good look at this evening. Going into the new year. If I stand in reverence to the Word of God. And we're going to read chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. And Paul says in his letter to Timothy, he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Let's pray. Father, we love and thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. We're thankful, Father, for all the preaching that's gone on tonight. Lord, how the Word of God has been opened up. Father, I enjoyed it all. And Father, I'm just thanking you for it. Father, I'm praying, Lord God, now as we're getting prepared to go into this new year, Lord, that Father, that you would make these verses, these words that Paul gave to Timothy, make them real for us, that we have a charge from God to preach the Word, to give it as it is in this Bible. And Father, I'm praying, Lord, that you help me now to speak and to be clear. But Lord God, I pray, Father, that you'd just help us have ears to hear. And Lord, as we, again, as we have the direction from the Word of God to preach it like it is, and Father, to the lost may be saved. We're thankful for that. Father, help me now as I already feel my mouth is beginning to get ahead of what I'm thinking. So Father, you know where I'm at. So Father, I just pray that you help me, settle me, and Lord God, let I pray the Holy Spirit have his way. And we thank you so much in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. And take a seat. All right. This past year's events, we've observed a lot of things. We've seen a lot of things happening. As American citizens, we've seen great changes being made in this country and things that are going on. And as citizens of the kingdom of God, we've seen a lot of changes and a lot of things happening. There's been a lot of changes in the church and what is so-called the church. And we have the escalation of moral and spiritual degradation. It's getting worse and worse and worse. It really is. I have not. I told Brother John this the other day. We were out witnessing. And he finally asked me, I guess he couldn't wait. He goes, you still not watching the news? I said, hey, man, I ain't watched it. I ain't watched it in 4 months. I ain't going to watch it. I'm done with it. I'm done with that part of it. I really am. I'll get the news. God will give me the news. I'll get it. But as far as some of this stuff, I just can't take no more of it. I really can't. I feel it's just sucking the spirit right out of me. It really is. And I just kind of laid that down. Praise God. There's an escalation of moral and spiritual deterioration. How rapid that's happening has just blown my mind. And many of you, I'm sure it is. It's happening very quickly, Pastor. It's happening quicker and quicker and quicker. What we say happened 50 years ago, we used to say that. Boy, 50 years ago, they'd have never done this. We can't say 5 years ago now. Right. We can't go 6 months, and it's changing. It's changing that fast. It's rapid. The apostasy, the abandonment of sound doctrine. Some of the things that some preachers on TV are preaching is unbelievable. And they're calling it the gospel. Lord, we need to guard against that. Pastor, that's our charge. It's our charge. It's your charge. We have to guard against that. Abandonment of a sound doctrine. I call this the intellectualism. I don't know if that's a word or not. But the intellectuals, the smarts. We're too smart for our own good in some cases. We're just forgetting about we become atheistic. We become atheists, anti-supernaturalists. People that think that there is no God, or there is no God who is he's supernatural, and he is. He does exist. There's so many people that think that all these things are changing, and it's changing at a very rapid pace. This is the charge. We need to preach the Word of God. We need to preach the Word of God. I'm telling you right now, Christian, don't soften it up. Don't water it down, but preach the Word as it is in this Bible. We need to defend it, and we need to preach it like it is. We need to do that. Our charge, 2 Timothy 4:1 is this. I'll read the verse again. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Here it is. This is the charge. He says, I charge thee, Timothy. Notice the charge. It's a word that is really, it's got a lot of weight with it. It is to protest earnestly. That's what it means in the Greek, in Strong's. To protest earnestly. Notice the strength of that charge. It is before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul didn't put that there by accident. And he said it earlier in 1 Timothy. He said, I charge thee before God and the elect angels. What he's doing, he's saying, listen, he's kind of like shaking his finger if he was in front of him. He's like, this is very important, and we need to hear this. We need to understand this. This is the charge, Timothy. I'm getting ready to have my head lopped off, or I'm going to Nero's gallows or the guillotine, one of the two. And this thing's going to get pushed off to you now. And this is the charge. You need to listen. We need to preach the Word of God. And we need to preach it with power, and we need to preach it like it is. The strength of the charge is not Paul, but the strength of the charge is who? It's of God. It's of God. Paul places our responsibility of that charge to God. I am responsible before God of giving the word out like it is. The pastor of this church is. Brother James is. And all that, whoever proclaims the word of God, we are responsible before God and the Lord Jesus Christ to preach it like it is. And we're going to be responsible for that. How do we get, what do we need to do? We need to train. We need to be in church. We need to be in Sunday school. We need to be in those things. And we need to be, listen, I can't wait for that Bible exposition. I'm really looking forward to that. I really am. Listen. Like I said, it's kind of like he says it five times. He says the charge in the book of Timothy, first and second. He gives it to him five times. He says it in different manners. Paul, this is Paul's last letter, and this is his last chapter of that letter. The first Timothy and the second Timothy. Now the last chapter, the fourth chapter. He's saying this is how important this is. We've talked about that before. The most important thing that you ever be given to you is usually the last thing that somebody says. In other words, like when your mother, you're going out to go into school and you're heading out the door and she'll grab you by the ear and turn you around and she'll say something to you. This is the last thing I'm going to tell you. This is the most important thing you need to know right here. It's usually the last thing that is said. 4:1, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead and his appearing in his kingdom. This is Paul's last letter. This is Paul's last chapter that he's giving. Listen, he doesn't have time anymore. For idleness and chit-chat and all that kind of good stuff. He doesn't have time for that, and we don't have time for that either. We really don't. We need to get to work on this. We have to, listen, keep preaching the Word of God. That's what we need to do. For when I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. It says this, preach what? This is the charge. To what? To preach the Word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Notice what it says. It says, preach the Word. That's the charge, right? Preach the Word, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Preach the Word, for after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. Preach the Word, for they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. We need to preach the Word of God. We need to preach the Word of God. What do we know about this coming year and what's getting ready to happen? We really don't. I mean, I'm like this. I'm going to get a sip of this real quick. It don't look good to me. When I say that, in a world sense. The things that are happening, the things that are escalating right now, they're moving right along. I'm looking for the Lord to step out any time. I really am. I'm looking for it. I want us to think this way too, and I'm not trying to be doomsday here or nothing like that, but I'm saying, we know that the rapture will come and the church will be taken out, and praise God for that. I'm counting on that, and I'm looking for it. But I don't think that we're going to escape all of that persecution. I don't believe that. I mean, it would be nice. Praise God, I hope it happens that way. But I think that the coming of those times and the things that the church is going to endure some hurt, and we might see some of that. So I'm praying, be prepared, preach the word of God. We can't let that up. We just cannot. We can't let up on that. We need to preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Listen to this. The in season. I understand the meaning of the part of that verse. Let me read it again in chapter 4, verse 2. It says, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. I know that means that being prepared to be able to give the word at an instant. And that's exactly what I agree with that 100%. That we need to be ready and prepared as a people, that when we're challenged or when we have the opportunity to give the word of God to somebody, that we're ready to go. I got that. But I think in the language of Paul in this letter, the urgency of it and the gravity of it, I think it goes a little further than that. I really do. I think the end time is this. He's saying, Timothy, you're going to preach when times are good, when times are wonderful, when the tree is green and it's 75 degrees and balmy, we got a nice easterly breeze and everything's wonderful and nice. You're going to preach in those days, those are going to be good days. The days that we preach in today are good days. There's nobody banging on this door right now telling us to quit. That's a good day. That's a good day. It's an end day. We're in season. But a day is coming, we're going to be out of season. The word of God is going to be out of season. Or preaching of it. When the tree is being shredded by a 75-mile-an-hour wind and 20 degrees below zero, or just about as cold as it is outside right now. All right? Those days are going to come. That's out of season. But what do we got to do? Preach the word in season, preach the word out of season. We need to preach the word and continue in that. Preach the word. Preach the word and the purpose of it, to save the lost and to set those hearts towards God. That's the purpose of the preaching. That comes with reproof, admonishment, and conviction. That comes with rebuke, to censure, to forbid, to straightly charge. That comes with exhortation, to lift up and encourage. Listen, with long suffering and doctrine, and that's my favorite part of that, with long suffering and doctrine. If you're sticking with a doctrine, there's going to be suffering and you need to suffer along with it. We need to do that. There's going to be some suffering and we need to be long suffering. Listen, and doctrine. It's not separated from that. It's with it. You that preach and teach, you will be challenged in that. Don't quit. We can't quit. Suffer long with doctrine. Don't quit. Soften? No. Suffer long with doctrine. Stray from the gospel? Absolutely not. Suffer long with the doctrine. Look, it doesn't say long suffering in the political temperature. It doesn't say long suffering in the social acceptance. It doesn't say long suffering in what I think goes. What it says is this: long suffering and the doctrine and what we're taught and what the Bible teaches. Long suffering, if we want to put it this way, it says long suffering and thus saith the Lord. That's what it says. That's what it says. We need to preach the gospel and continue to preach it. We need to preach the perfectness of it. We don't align the word to the world, but we let the world be turned to the word. Let the world be turned to the word. We don't want to change to say, to what is socially acceptable. We don't change it to what is politically correct. We don't change it to what science so-called says. We talk about Jonah and the whale. We talk about Noah's Ark. We talk about these things in the Star of Bethlehem. Listen, when I first got saved, I'm just going to give you this real quick. Praise God, that was a good day. And I'm not much of a reader. And I grabbed a hold of it. It was a New King James Version. Sorry. That's what it was. It was a paperback. I read the New Testament in 2 weeks. I was all over it. I was at work, buried in that thing, right? And it did not take long for me. Listen, I've given my testimony before. I don't have time for it. I knew nothing of God. Nothing about him. Who he was, where he came from, who Jesus was. Not a thing. As much as this piece of paper right here. That's the truth. I thought that Bibles, every Bible that you have out here right now is different. I thought the book of Revelations was another book. I didn't know nothing about it. Praise God, man. I got in that thing. I started digging around. I was going, wow, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. It really is. I was going to wake up a little bit. But this thing I learned very quickly, and it didn't take long, is this. If I can believe Genesis 1:1, I've got the rest of it. Praise the Lord. I don't have to worry about it. You don't have to explain to me anymore about Jonah and the whale. You don't have to. How can a man live in the fish for 3 days? We've had people in theology that are trying to say that a fish can swallow a man and he can live for so many hours. He can't live 3 minutes. He's not going to live 3 hours. He's not going to live 3 days. He's going to be as dead as this piece of wood if a fish swallows you and takes you down about 5,000 feet. You're dead as a hammer. There's nothing left of you. But listen, why did Jonah, what preserved Jonah in that whale? God prepared a fish. That fish may have been swimming around in the Atlantic or wherever it was for 1,000 years waiting for Jonah to hit the water. We don't know. He might have a table and chairs, a lamp, cot, inkwell, had a whole bit. I don't know. I know I'm being silly, but I'm saying, listen, you don't have to explain it to me. You don't have to prove it to me. You don't have to prove how the Star of Bethlehem, how it moved before those men and stood over where Jesus was. You don't have to explain it to me. It's not a meteor. God set that star where he wanted it. Right, it's his star. It's not, you don't have to explain it to me. The Noah's Ark, you don't have to explain how he got all those animals on the boat. And I've scratched my head on that. Did he miniaturize them? I don't know. He's God. Did he get them when they were all babies and infants? I don't know. But I know this, that God is able, brother. He can do it. He got it done. I don't have a problem with that. The preaching of the word, let us be in prayer for it. Pray for a pastor. Pray for the pastor of this church that he preached the word of God to stick to it. Pray for him. Pray for Brother James as he preaches. Pray for whoever, John. Pray for whoever's who have been up here today. Tim, Brother Tim, Pastor, I want to pray for you. I want to pray, and let's pray this year that those men that are preaching the word of God, that those Sunday school teachers, that Miss Noel and all those back there, listen, that they're preaching the word. We got to pray for them. We want to bring, they need our prayers. The word, we need to pray that the word gets preached to them. Pray that the preacher stand on it and safeguard it. Listen. He needs to stand and safeguard the principles and the precepts that are laid out in this book. That's what he needs to do. We pray that he be steadfast in the word, that the Lord will uphold him by the power of his righteousness. Pray that he stay with the good news of the gospel. Preach the word. Politics will follow. It'll come behind us. Preach the word. Science, it'll show up, but it'll be behind us. Preach the word and let the world follow. But listen, let's render unto God what is God's. And what Caesar, he can have the rest of it. Right. Let's preach the word. Let's stick with the stuff. Let's stick with the stuff. Pastor, I want us to pray that, listen, that we're going to stick with the word. I want to see this church, boy, we're going to continue to pray and continue to preach the word of God. Listen, we're going to get challenged. The world is eating a lot of churches up and a lot of preachers up. It really is. Howard Crosby was a preacher. I don't know much about him, but I love this passage. I read a piece that he wrote on this. And boy, it blew my mind. He's a great, I want to say a theologian, but God has certainly used this man. He was in New York in 1826, and then he died in 1891. But he said this, he quotes, "It is as preachers depart from the word that their preaching becomes barren and fruitless. The divine spirit will only accompany the divine word. His mighty power will act only in his own way and by his own means. The word is supernatural. And woe to the preacher who leaves the supernatural for the natural." Is that going on or what? That is going on. "Who sets aside the sword of the spirit to use in its stead a blade of his own tempering." I'll tell you what. It's going on out there. And we need to stick to that. Listen, we need to use that sword of the spirit, brother. We need to stay with that. We need to preach the word of God. I'll close with this. That day with the Sunday school, or rather the kids in the day school, I was back there listening, and nothing happened then. It was just really a wonderful day. It was a wonderful time. We all enjoyed that. But I noticed this. When the preacher was preaching, I can't remember exactly the passage you were on, but you're John 14:6. You're preaching the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And you started to preach that, and one person would get up and go. I was at the door letting them out. And you stayed on that verse for a little while, and all of a sudden another one left. And another one left. Now listen, I was focused and watching. It really was a good day. All the kids were up there singing. It was a good, wonderful day. And all the parents, they had the cameras out, and they're really enjoying it. They were focusing on them. But when the preaching of the word started getting in there, listen, there were some things starting to change in their head a little bit. And their focus moved from them kids to the word of God and their sin in their life or whatever it might have been. I don't know. I don't know why they left. They may have had something to do. I don't know. I'm not saying that. But it was just, I noticed that as they were leaving that on that, and I said to myself, man, that's you know, unfortunate. Didn't think of anything about it. Next day, me and Brother James Campbell went to pick up a bus that got inspection that Monday. And we were sitting there eating at that's one of the good things about picking up a bus. You get to go eat. We went to Waffle House over on Jefferson Avenue. To waffles, eggs, all the good stuff. And we're talking, also we started talking about that, what a wonderful day that was. The things happening, the kids singing, and the verse of Scripture. And listen, it was as if God whispered it in my ear right then. He said this, he said, "Spence, get off of it. Listen, The church doesn't need the school. The church doesn't need the school. The school needs the church. Doesn't it? The school needs the church. Listen to those kids up here. They're giving the gospel. They're going to take them parents home. They're going to preach to them. They're going to, some of these kids are going to be preachers' wives or missionaries' wives or Sunday school teachers. They're going to take the word of God as it's getting given to them, and they're going to bring it home. And listen, they're going to share with their kid, their sisters and brothers or family members, however it is. But listen. The church doesn't need the school. The church will get along. If the school was to stop today, the church is going to go on, praise the Lord. But listen, if the school doesn't have the church, it's over. The church doesn't need the school, but that school needs the church. It needs the word of God. It needs it. We need to support that church. We need to do it. I think I wanted to call you right then. And I thought I didn't do it. I finished my meal. But shame. But I think it was about 2 hours later. I think you remember I called you. I said, brother, wonderful message, wonderful day. Listen, we got to go forward with this school. Got to go. I hope and pray that you support it. And I'll be honest with you, and this is I'm ashamed of it, but it's true. I was the last one to sign on for the school. I prayed hard over it. I was a little reluctant. I was listening to the other. I kind of lagged. I shouldn't have, but I did. But I'm saying this: my heart has changed on that. Watching what happened here. And I'm praying that you guys, as here at Sharon Baptist Church, as Brother James was talking about earlier, is this: we got to have a big vision of this thing, and let's just get going. Money sitting in the bank ain't going to do us a bit of good. We got to get that stuff spent and get whatever we got to get as a building or whatever it is, and get that school going. I'm telling you what, I believe it's what God wants us to do. I truly do. And I'll kind of close with that. Is this? Listen, just be reminded of this: we need to preach the word of God this year. And we need to pray for it, and we need to pray for our pastor and pray for this church. That, listen, do we stick with it? We have to stick with it. We need to continue going in that direction. And just a reminder one more time is that the church doesn't need the school, boy, but the school needs the church. Let's pray, Father.